Macmillan Audio presents Les Parisiennes, How the Women of Paris Lived, Loved, and Died Under Nazi Occupation by Anne Seba. Read for you by Polly Stone. Prologue. Les Parisiennes. Paris, mid-July 2015, and the city is swelteringly hot. By the 19th of July, thunder is in the air. I am sitting on a temporary stage, waiting for the rain, enraptured by an unremarkable woman in her late 80s telling a most remarkable story. Annette Crazer is one of the few surviving victims of the most notorious roundup in French 20th century history. In July 1942, when she was 12, she and her mother and sister were arrested by French police and taken in buses to a Paris sports stadium, the Vélodrome d'Hiver, along with 13,000 others, including more than 4,000 children. After 3 days of being held in disgusting conditions, with almost nothing to eat or drink, and with totally inadequate sanitary facilities, they were crammed into cattle cars and taken to another camp, Pithiviers, 50 miles south of the capital. This was just a little better, as they slept on straw-filled bunks and were given some meager rations. But 2 weeks later, the girl's mother was taken away, and they never saw her again. Abandoned, they were now taken back to Paris, to a holding camp in the suburb of Drancy. Most of the children who returned with them on this occasion did not survive much longer, as they were shipped to Auschwitz and gassed. But Annette and her sister Leah were...